Hello, and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. Today is Monday. This is the second week of Advent. This week we are reading and meditating on the Bible readings that are assigned for this coming weekend, for the third weekend in Advent. We begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving, and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us kneel and worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, God has spoken to us by a Son. A reading from Isaiah chapter 35. Verses 1 through 10. The wilderness and the dry lands shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and shouting. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful at heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be opened. And the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, in the thirsty ground, springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The coming of God's glory into the world is welcomed by the creation itself, receiving God's grace and life and renewal. It is like the life that has drained out of some places and people is now renewed by the coming of God's Spirit, sustained by the returning of the Lord and Giver of life. A desert land blooms, desolate wastes become abundant and lush gardens. The whole created world rejoices in God's love and presence. Heaven and earth are full of God's glory. And for God's people, the coming of God's glory brings healing to their bodies, strength and peace to their souls. It strengthens weak hands and feeble knees, and God renews the courage and faith of those who are afraid, traumatized by the disasters that have overwhelmed them, those who have lost their sight, have it returned, those who have lost their sense of hearing, have it restored, those who have lost their ability to speak and walk, now have back their speech so that they can sing for joy and leap and jump for joy. Everything that has been lost, everything that we grieve, God now restores it all. We are redeemed. This is what Jesus has come to do for us. This is the promise we have for us in Jesus and in the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit. This is the good news that comes to us when we feel the creak of our feeble knees or our weak hands this morning. This is a good news that comes to us when we are grieving and feeling once again the pain of all that we have lost. This is the good news that the promises that the day will come when we will receive back from the Lord all that sin and death has taken from us. This is good news for all of us who feel at times as if the life is pouring out of us, that God has come back to us to restore us to life. Jesus' own resurrection assures and strengthens us in us that hope, and that good news can give us joy. It is a promise of joy, even though we have yet to experience its full promise of our redemption. It is a joy that we can begin to participate and celebrate now. We can rejoice because it is coming. We can rejoice because it is here for us in Christ and in each other. And we can encourage one another with this hope, just as the Holy Spirit has provided comfort and encouragement to us through these words of Isaiah this morning. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the communion of faith in your church, for the gift of relationships with others. For who else? For what else are we thankful this morning? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world, heal the hurts of all of your children, and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land, for those who govern the nations of the world, for people in countries ravaged by strife and warfare, for all who work for peace and international harmony, for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction. For who else, for what else do we pray today? We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all harm and danger. We ask that you would also protect us today from sin and all evil, so that our life and our actions may please you. Into your hands we commend ourselves, our bodies, our souls, and all that is ours. Let your holy angels be with us, so that the wicked foe may have no power over us. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage, hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted. honor all people, love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.